Cardiff. How may I help you?
Hey, Ruben, it's John over at Evergreen Lighting.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good. Hey, I got a transaction that I'm going to do, and I just want to run it by you. I'm going to go back over to Bailey. You know, they owe us that refund for the machine.
And they have to pay us, by the way, not you.
Okay, that's fine. But what I need to know is, you know, I'm going over there right now to buy between $15,000 and $20,000 of other stuff that we need. Is there any way that I could have that deduct off of their RGA amount and just have the deduction like $30,000 instead of $50,000 from your loan?
I mean, I'd assume if we get a final invoice and show a replacement, they should be okay with that. I don't think they're going to cause a huge woof, but they would need.
They told me to check with you just because some banks have to change all their paperwork on model numbers and stuff.
And for us, it's pretty simple. But what I'd want to show my department, since it's kind of gone, not your fault, it's gone back and forth, is to just show them the quarter invoice and say, here's what the customer is going to finance instead. Here's the cost. Let's get them a final addendum.
Okay, so I'm going to get the full RGA of the amount of the check, but they're gonna have this invoice.
What is RGA? I don't know what that is.
Return goods authorization. So they take, once they get the machine and they check it out and they're going to owe me on a couple rigging payments that I made, they're going to give me a final, like a refund amount. But we always just say RMA, return material authorization, or RGA. That's what we bring. They'll come up with a credit or a refund amount. And what I'm going to have to ask them to do is take what I get today off of that.
And what they need to do is just produce a final invoice and say, what they need to do is this. They don't need to have like all the debits and money received. Let's just say let's say you're financing like $80,000, okay?
Yeah.
Let's just say that's sold out. Here's the invoice for $80,000. And then we can go, oh, okay. Probably get a new addendum and say, and then we call Bailey and say, hey, look, Bailey, you owe us $80,000. Now, in this case, it's a little different, though, because they're trying to do, like, reimbursements for fees and stuff like that. Here's my thought process. That should be handled separately because that's a separate item than the equipment. They can roll it into this invoice if they want, but that's really a separate charge because that's on equipment that's already being returned and should be handled separately. You know, like, I paid $1,500 for rigging. You owe me $1,500 for rigging because that money is not, they're not refunding our money, right? We didn't send them $110,000 and they used part of that to do rigging. You sent them a check saying you paid for rigging separately, correct?
Yeah.
So that should be handled separately because that has nothing to do with our funds. That only has to do with your funds. So that should be separate. What they should do is they should have probably two invoices. One for all the equipment you want to purchase for them, and then a separate invoice for any other costs. And that's between us and them, and then a separate invoice with you with any cost that you're incurring because you're paying for that cost and getting it back. So that should be handled separately.
Okay.
Because let's put it this way. Let's say we pay them we pay them like $115,000, right? Say we pay them it's like $135,000. We pay them $135,000. Let's say the new invoice is $80,000. Then we can say, okay, well, we paid you $135,000. You only sold the customer $80,000, so you owe us back $55,000. I think the invoice, my opinion is the invoice where you're doing all this rigging should be handled separately because that shouldn't be mixed and matched with our money. You're actually showing them a check and saying, hey, look, I paid $1,500 for rigging, Mr. Vendor. You owe me back $1,500. But that's you shouldn't be mixing and matching those funds.
Okay.
But,
right,
you know,
now, just hypothetically, if I wanted to return that machine for $55,000 and I didn't even want to change anything with Bank of Cardiff and just keep paying you guys on the full amount, could I just use can I tell Bailey to give me a company credit and just keep buying stuff for that?
No, because we've collateralized our invoice and God forbid, you know, it's not going to be insured properly. You don't have that equipment because it's not collateralized.
Okay. All right. So we'll do the paper trail. Let me, I'm heading over there right now. And and then we'll see where it all ends. I was just thinking, you know, how I was going, I was just going to buy this on my credit card right now.
I mean, it doesn't matter to me.
And then I said, well, these guys owe us all this money. I might as well just take it off of what they owe us now. Yeah, owe you.
It does. I mean, what they should do is they should do one final invoice. And if they only, if you want to pay for something on your credit card, that's fine. Then you'd have two separate invoices. One that you're financing, one with credit card. I think, though, with us, we're trying to be, the funding department trying to be really flexible and not create a nightmare for you. And so I think if you give that to us and say, hey, we swapped a few things out, here's the final invoice, and it's got a few extra items, I think they'll be okay with that.
Okay. All right. Let me work it. I'll call you back.
And then you got my email for the other stuff, right? For the Quincy?
You know what? I saw it, but I haven't been on my computer. I saw it on my phone. What was it? What'd you guys
do? Paid Quincy the $14,000 and change. I think you owe them like $1,000 or $2, and Michelle's going to look into it.
Oh, okay. Cool. All righty. I appreciate it, Ruben. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You got it. Bye-bye.